One, I'll be visiting Somali is because the two countries are trying to normalize and restore their relationship to what it was before. They realize that as neighbors, they need to have good relationships with one another. So going forward, we should see normalization of relationships, and the diplomatic spat that they had before will definitely probably gradually come to an end, and they'll come to an understanding. What that means for Somaliland is that you might find Abiy not going through with the agreement or the leasing of the port and actually partially recognizing Somaliland, because that was in direct violation of international law, and that was interference with Somali's internal sovereignty. So that could be a signal that going forward you might see Ethiopia going slow on their MOU for the Barber port at Somaliland.
What credit should be given to Turkey? Because some analysts have said AU had failed to have the two countries reconcile, but somehow they seem to be moving forward with this arrangement.
So, number one of the things that is also making Ethiopia move quickly to normalize its relationship with Somalia is, remember, Egypt has become very close to Somalia, and Egypt is an enemy of Ethiopia because of the Grand Renaissance Ethiopian Dam. So it is very possible that Prime Minister Abiy might have looked at the geopolitics and understood that if he does not mend fences with Somali, and Egypt sent forces into Somalia like they had promised to do, he will have clear and present danger right at his doorstep because of remember, the Egyptians have threatened Ethiopia that if they do not regulate the flow of the water on the River Nile from that point, they had threatened they are going to go to war and bomb it. I think Abiy has realized he's getting cornered, and if he does not normalize the relationship with Somalia, he'll be in problems with Egypt. Number two, Turkey has a lot of interest in Somalia. Turkey is very interested in the Indian Ocean, getting access to the Indian Ocean route there because of the trade routes, the Red Sea and the port, the Gulf of Aden around that area. So Turkey is definitely a big player, and Turkey is not a small country. Turkey is a regional power. But also, Turkey could also be behind this move to normalize relations between Ethiopia and Somalia so that they cut out Egypt from the geopolitics and trying to gain a foothold into Somalia, but because that's what Egypt has been trying to do of late.
Ethiopia's main concern being landlocked was access to the sea. Do you think the two could strike a deal that would meet that aspiration?
Yes, that is very, very true. Because remember, even for Somalia, the biggest question the Somalia government has asked itself is, why did Ethiopia go to Somaliland? Because they want access to the sea. And so, if we can promise Ethiopia, instead of leasing from Somaliland, come and lease from us, if they can come to an agreement, Ethiopia would be happy because, number one, Somalia is the legitimate de facto government of that region. So getting the region through Somalia would be much easier and much better, and diplomatically even put Ethiopia much better. So it is very easy that is one of the things that they're going to talk about. And for Somalia to remove that impetus and that momentum that Somaliland was gaining by getting recognition from Ethiopia, Somalia would easily cede and give. Because remember, it has the longest coastline in Africa, over 1,000 kilometers of coastline. So it would easily give out a small part of the coast to Ethiopia in exchange for Ethiopia not dealing with Somaliland, so that it becomes easier for Somali to deal with Somaliland's internal issues.